Principle 2, recognize true hunger.
Psalm 63:5 NLT. You satisfy me more than the richest feast. I will praise you with songs of joy.
Hunger and fullness. You have to get in tune with your body and ask, how hungry am I? How full am I? This is the only way you're going to successfully lose weight with intermittent fasting. When you learn how to evaluate true hunger, you're going to discover you don't need to eat as much food or as many meals as you think you do. You might end up only eating one or two meals a day. Don't look at that and think, that's crazy. I might as well give up now. You're going to find out what works for you. And as you learn your true hunger, you're going to find yourself eating less and less. Start with learning not to eat more than what your body needs. To help you do that, I developed the hunger scale. The next time you think about eating food, locate your level of hunger on this scale first, the hunger scale. 0 is hamster hungry. 1, stomach is growling. 2, you're hungry. 3, you're not hungry, not full. 4, you're satisfied. And 5, you're stuffed. Hunger scale definitions. 0, hamster hungry. Starving, ravenous, weak, grouchy. All you can think about is what to eat and how you can get it. You may get a headache, struggle to concentrate, or get hangry, hungry plus angry. 1, stomach is growling, empty stomach. You can physically hear your stomach growling and feel an empty sensation. It's important that you feel both sensations because your stomach can growl for other non-hunger reasons like digestion. Be sure that it's growling because it's empty. Everything sounds good to eat at this point of hunger. 2, hungry. You're starting to think about food and certain things sound good to you. You're deciding what your body is craving. 3, not hungry, not full, neutral. You sense that there is some food in your stomach and you're at peace. Your stomach feels comfortable. 4, satisfied, full, comfortably full. You might want to eat more, but you shouldn't. 5, stuffed, uncomfortably full. You're getting tired because your body is using all of its energy to digest food. You may want to take a nap or need to unbuckle your belt. You feel as if you've overeaten. You never want to get to this level. Let your stomach growl.
Psalm 81:10 NIV. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it.
I only eat when my stomach is growling because that's when I know my body is actually hungry. It's like a fuel gauge on a car. You fill up your car when it hits E and you eat when your stomach growls. I've learned that thin people wait for the stomach growl because they associate that with true hunger. Emotional eaters eat because they're tired, bored, stressed, or whatever. You want to eat when you're physiologically hungry, not when you're psychologically hungry. In other words, eat when your body is hungry, not just when your brain is hungry. There's a difference between the growl of your stomach digesting your food and the growl of your stomach being empty. When you feel the second growl, be excited. Great job, Chantel. You waited until you were physically hungry to eat. I say things like this to myself to encourage good eating habits. Every time you wait until your stomach growls to eat, you should reward yourself with positive self-talk. You're capable of bypassing your initial hunger pangs and waiting until true hunger to eat. In fact, wait until a couple hours after the growl if you can. The longer you wait to eat, the further you're pressing into the fat-burning zone. You'll eventually train your body to get used to an eating schedule. Mine is 12 to 6. Obviously, I don't always keep that schedule because if I go to a nice dinner, then it's usually going to be after 6 p.m. On those days, I might extend my window to an 8-hour window, or I might start my window at 2 with a light snack and be done by 8 or 9. If you're not hearing a growl, then that more than likely means you ate too much at your last meal. It's possible to go as long as 48 hours before reaching stomach hunger when you come off of a binge. Most people never hear their stomachs growl simply because they're constantly eating. They never actually reach an empty stomach. Keeping this in mind, you should make smaller meals so that you can reach that point of true hunger. If you eat the right amount of food, you will be hungry when it's time to eat again. It's important to create a habit of getting hungry. all of that being said, if you reach 36 hours without hearing a growl, you should go ahead and eat something small. There's one small thing you should avoid when you're eating. Don't drink too much water. Drinking too much water while you're eating your meal can actually dilute your stomach acid and interfere with your digestion. You want everything working properly so you can sense hunger and fullness. However, outside of your eating window, you can drink as much or as little as you want. Let your body tell you when it's thirsty, just like when it's hungry. When your body is hungry, eat. When it's thirsty, drink. Rocket science, right? Defining hunger. The crux of this entire book is the proper understanding of hunger. To understand hunger, you have to properly define it. Hunger is the physical need for fuel. It's something that comes in cycles. You're never hungry all the time. Hunger is also something that we often confuse with appetite. Appetite is your mental desire for food. You can have an appetite all the time. If you come back to work after your lunch break and someone brings in donuts, you might eat one. That's not hunger, that's appetite. Most people never know their true hunger because they don't let themselves get hungry. The goal with intermittent fasting is to let yourself get hungry. We want to be excited about getting hungry. When you're truly hungry, you know exactly what your body is craving and what you want to eat. On the flip side, when you're not hungry, a friend can ask you what you're in the mood for, and you have to decide. That opens the door to unnecessary eating. When you eat according to true hunger, you're not eating when the clock tells you to. There is no more, it's 12 o'clock, that's lunchtime. It takes about a week to figure out true hunger. For some people, it's because they've never heard their stomachs growl and they've gotten so heavy that they could probably go without eating for days. Hunger can also be confused with dehydration. You can think you're really hungry when actually you're thirsty. Staying hydrated will help you learn your hunger. You should only eat at a level 3 or below. You don't eat because the clock says it's lunchtime and everyone else is going out to eat. You wait until your stomach growls and your body is physically hungry for food. Here is a perfect example of a thin eater. One of my favorite desserts is coffee crumb cake. One of my friends knows that I love this, so she made a homemade cake just for me and brought it to the office. The way I used to be, I would have eaten that cake just so I wouldn't hurt her feelings. The new me doesn't do that. "That is so sweet of you to make a coffee crumb cake for me," new me says, "but I'm not physically hungry right now, so I'm going to save this for later. I'm sure I will love it, and I'll text you as soon as I eat it to tell you how much I do." She might press me to try it, but I'm going to stand firm. Defining fullness. I never really understood what the definition of full was before I began this journey. I always felt like I was hungry and could eat all day. Sometimes I would come home from work, and if I was wearing a tight dress, I would change into pajamas so that I could eat more at dinner. I don't do that anymore. Now, full is a polite feeling for me. Instead of eating until I'm full, I eat until I'm barely full or satisfied. Stuffed and satisfied feel different. If you're eating to the point that you have to take off your belt or change into your pajamas, then that means you're eating beyond full. I learned my biggest lesson on fullness from one of my thin friends, my hairdresser, Danielle. One day in conversation, I discovered that she only eats one slice of pizza for lunch every day. I asked her if that really filled her up, and she told me it didn't. She explained to me that when she finishes that slice, even though she's not full, she will be 20 minutes later. Thin people don't eat to get full. I've learned that they actually hate being full. They don't like the way it feels. You have to adjust your definition of full and not expect the kind of full feeling you're used to. Don't be the kind of person who eats faster so she can taste more food before she's too stuffed to eat anymore. There's a real science to understanding when you're truly full and truly hungry, but it's something you'll learn intuitively. Thin eaters and fullness. I mentioned my thin hairdresser who taught me about fullness. In all my research, I learned that thin eaters have certain eating characteristics that revolve around how they perceive fullness. Thin eaters wrap up their food when they're done eating and do it without arguing, pouting, or complaining. They know that they'll get hungry again eventually, and they don't want to feel stuffed. It's also important to learn to eat slower so that you can sense when your body is full. If you eat too fast, you'll blow right by just enough before you realize it. There's a balance to figuring out when you're full. On days that you're only eating one meal a day, you're tempted to get really, really full to compensate, but you can't do that. Even if you're someone who works out and has more muscle mass, you can't use the fact that you need more calories as an excuse to binge. It's important that you create a habit of getting hungry. If you're feeling especially hungry when you sit down to eat, take time to calm yourself so you're not going wild on your food. Use a timer and measure how long it takes you to eat your food.